Numbers and calculations. Best Building Supply, how may I help you?
Hello, this is George Smith. I have ordered some materials recently at your builder's merchant, and I would like to ask some questions about the invoice. I've just got it, and it seems it's wrong.
Okay, Mr. Smith, could you please give me the order number?
Sure, it's 98776.
Okay, I got it. I'll pull up your invoice now.
I'm all ears. Where are you having trouble?
Well, the invoice total doesn't equal the value of the purchase order, and I can't figure out what's wrong.
Let me take a look.
The invoice total is $1,250, while the purchase order was issued at $1,150. Have you made any changes to your order?
Not at all.
Okay, let's check the items one by one then. You ordered 42 pine studs, each $3. 42 multiplied by 3 equals $126.
That's right.
Then we have boards. The cost of 14 particle boards for exterior wall sheathing plus the cost of 44 boards for siding come to $745. Oh, and 14 sheets of gypsum board for interior wall finish. What are their dimensions? 1,200 mm by 2,400 mm, 12.5 mm thick.
Wait, there are also imperial units given in brackets, so it's respectively 1/2 inch by 4 feet by 8 feet.
Okay, then one board cost $8.57. And together we have $120.
Correct. And what is left is exterior latex paint, 30 liters.
Well, I can see the unit has been converted to gallons. Let's calculate it. 1 gallon is 3.79 liters. 30 liters divided by 3.79 is 7.92, and we rounded it up to 8 gallons. 4 counts times $39.75 equals $159.
Oh, I see. That makes a lot more sense. So the volume of 1 can is 2 gallons, right?
Yes, and 1 can of paint will cover an area of approximately 800 square feet.
Okay, so let's add all the items together.
$126 plus $745 plus $120 plus $159 equals $1,150, as in the order.
When you add shipping costs, it totals $1,200.
Hence the difference in the value. But what about the remaining $50?
Well, it seems the shipping cost has been added twice.
I will subtract it and give you an additional discount of 5% of the order.
$1,250 minus $50 minus 5% discount, your new total is $1,140. You'll receive the correcting invoice by email.
It's really kind of you, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, actually, yes.
Could you change the company address on the invoice?
We have moved to a new office recently, hence the current company address is 59 Stone Street, London.
No problem. What about other details? Company name, VAT registration number, payment terms, due date?
The rest is all right, thank you.